He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on Wednesday, April 6th. This is episode number 136? 136 or 137. It's been quite a bit of them now. I kind of lost track. I want to apologize for missing the Monday show, by the way. For those of you who don't know, my wife and I are expecting a child in the next couple days. So it's been total chaos as we've been scurrying around trying to make sure that we have everything in order in the household to welcome our latest addition. So that's why I had to skip out on Monday, and today's podcast is going to be kind of short and sweet, as again, my time is not my own at the moment. But today I want to talk about the Klay Thompson edition of Game Recognized Game, and why it's kind of leaving a bit to be desired. All that and more. Cue the music, let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty, give me a beat.
Oh man, okay, all right,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini, America NFT, and other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem it worthy. But guess what? A lot of your projects out there, they're just not worthy. I hate to break it to you. Also, if you're into DFS, we are partnered up with Prize Picks. I will leave a link in the description. If you want to sign up, you can get a 100% deposit match on your first deposit. It's for new users only. It's a parlay prop app/site where you can make a lot of parlay plays and you can win up to 10x your buy-in. It's a lot of fun. We've been killing it over there on Prize Picks lately. If that's something that you'd be interested in, make sure to go ahead and look them up, download them on your app store. Again, the link is in the description, or you can just use promo code CryptoBallers. That is all one word, CryptoBallers. When you make a new account, you can get that 100% deposit match and we can go ahead and win some money together. All right, so as I stated in the intro, this podcast is going to be on the shorter side. I know, I really wish that I could be sitting down in the studio right now and having, you know, endless amount of time to be able to use, you know, my nice recording equipment and just, you know, shoot the shit, catch up with you guys, and talk about everything that's going on at Dapper. Because this, quite frankly, there's a lot of stuff. All right, NFL All Day is picking up. I don't know if you guys saw the graphic, but all the sets from Series 1 have taken a nice little bump as we're getting ready for the rewind of a playoff pack dropping, I believe, this Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And then we still have the historic drop in the pipeline. So a lot of exciting things are happening at NFL All Day, which hopefully, you know, as long as everything pans out, we'll be able to talk about that on Friday. But again, right now, expecting child any minute, so it can make it difficult to make promises for the, you know, for the short term. I don't know, I could be in a hospital on Friday, I have no idea. So I don't want to make promises that I can't keep, but we will 100% get to everything that's going on at NFL All Day. I just can't promise if it's going to be this week or possibly next, so bear with me. Today I want to talk about Game Recognized Game. Now, we knew that this Klay Thompson edition of Game Recognized Game was coming. We talked about it, you know, several weeks ago at this point. We talked about Klay Thompson Game Recognized Game was coming back when it was just pack artwork and we had no idea what to expect. We had no idea what the player pool was going to be. Game Recognized Game is still my favorite common set of S3 thus far, although Extra Spice has been a pleasant surprise. However, I'm a big fan of how Game Recognized Game, the first half of the drop anyway, was handled, with Kevin Durant curating the moments, picking them himself, and leaving commentary. So when we found out that Klay Thompson was going to be the next player to host Game Recognized Game, and he was going to be dropping his commentary on, you know, curated moments that he handpicked himself. We were trying to figure out, all right, what kind of plays or what kind of theme, or is there going to be a theme? Like, what is Klay Thompson going to do? Because really, he hasn't played that much basketball over the last couple seasons. He missed, like, not one, but two full seasons. All right, and but we know Klay Thompson's game. Klay Thompson is one of the greatest shooters of all time. So I thought it was pretty fair to speculate that his moments and players that he chooses, it could be, like, you know, filthy three-pointers. It'd be fun to hear Klay Thompson giving some commentary on other players doing, like, step-backs and just wild threes, seeing how he's a connoisseur of the three-point shot himself. So I thought that that could be a direction, but I was way off, okay? And I think a lot of people were off on this one. It was really hard to predict, but he's going the route of comeback player. So his curated moments are all players that have been battling injuries and came back to, you know, at least get back on the court, which compared to Game Recognized Game, the Kevin Durant side, it's the player pool, it just doesn't, it doesn't, that, man, I'm at a loss for words. I was really hoping that Klay Thompson's Game Recognized Game was going to have a better player pool, but because he's sticking with this theme, which again, I respect the hell out of, because, you know, he dealt with some serious injury history himself, seeing the player pool for the upcoming Game Recognized Game isn't great, okay? So just to give you a comparison, I'm going to go ahead and redo the Kevin Durant side and the players that he chose, and then I'm going to tell you the Klay Thompson side. Okay, so we'll start off with the Kevin Durant side first. So Kevin Durant, these are the players that he chose for his Game Recognized Game. He had Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, Ja Morant, Anthony Edwards, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, and then Kevin Durant was the challenge reward. So Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Ja Morant, Steph Curry, and Jokic. Those are all absolutely stellar players, like best of the best. So that set was really fun to complete because all the players were fantastic. Here is the Klay Thompson Game Recognized Game. Now again, I appreciate that he picked a theme and stuck with it, of like kind of comeback stories. So we got Gordon Hayward, Zach LaVine, DeMarcus Cousins, Draymond Green, Paul George, Derrick Rose, and then the challenge award is going to be Klay Thompson, of course. That list, man, it just does not stack up to the Kevin Durant side for Game Recognized Game. But again, I understand the theme. I totally get why they handled it this way. It's just I was looking for more of a loaded player pool. I like to think that Game Recognized Game, the set, since the players ultimately created the set, I thought that all the moments, all the players were going to be like elite players. So when I saw this player list, I was like, oh man, like there's such a discrepancy between the first Game Recognized Game and the second Game Recognized Game, which was a little discouraging. And as I alluded to in the introduction, leaves a bit to be desired. I'm really curious to see what the price point for these moments are going to be, because again, Game Recognized Game is a unique set to where there's only six new Game Recognized Game moments in the drop, just like the first drop. There's six moments and then there's the challenge reward. So trying to figure out how much these Klay Thompson side Game Recognized Game moments are going to sell for in the marketplace. There's only six moments that you'll need to complete the challenge, most likely. I believe with the Kevin Durant, there was like a KD wild card, so there might be a Klay Thompson one. All right, so if you're, you know, if you have the dapper and you feel like speculating, you might want to go grab a Klay. A base set will probably be fine. But just looking at the pack details, right? It's a $19 a pack drop. Now, when we were handling the Kevin Durant side, there was the KD Elite Series for $49. And then they had the KD Standard for, I believe it was $19. So I think it was $19 and $49. It was guaranteed. This pack is going to be $19 and it's going to be guaranteed. So the pack price ultimately is going to be cheaper, to where for $19, you're going to guaranteed get a Game Recognized Game, where the $19 Kevin Durant Standard, it wasn't a guarantee you were going to get a Game Recognized Game. You spend the $49 and you were guaranteed to get the common LE. So it's a little differently this time, where there isn't like a you know, you're not leaving it up to the Top Shot gods or RNG. So, you know, if you get a pack for $19, you're going to get a game recognized game. You only need six of them to complete the challenge, most likely. Well, you're going to need all six. But we just had Extra Spice, okay? Extra Spice was a common drop where the limited edition moments were numbered to 6.5K. And a lot of them were going between like $30 to $50 with a couple, you know, exceptions. The LaMelo Ball, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, where they were all going for like $80. I don't see these moments touching that because the mint count is higher. It's 10K as opposed to 6.5. If you're talking challenge rewards on Extra Spice, you're talking about LeBron James and Ja Morant. Over here on Game Recognized Game, you're talking about Klay Thompson, which Klay Thompson is great, but he's not. He doesn't have the power of a Ja Morant or a LeBron James. So I think that the cost to complete the challenge. So my brain is just not working, man. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep lately, so I apologize. But I just don't see the Game Recognized Game challenge, you know, even coming close to what Extra Spice was going for. And obviously, Extra Spice, you needed way more moments to complete the challenge. Where Game Recognized Game, you're only going to need a handful. But I believe the handful of moments will probably be like $25 to $35. Maybe $40 will be up on the higher end. Where Extra Spice had some heavy hitters in there that were, you know, demanding almost $100 of Dapper. So I think that this Klay Thompson challenge is going to have a crazy high mint count. I think it's going to be a really easy challenge to complete. It is worth noting that the pack drop time is going to be 3 p.m. Eastern. There's going to be 50,000 packs available. And if you have the completed set of the Kevin Durant Game Recognized Game, you're going to get airdropped a pack, which is awesome. Also, another thing worth noting is there is just going to be a general queue. There's going to be no priority queue this go-around. So collector score is not an issue. Collector score is zero for a requirement, but you'll only be able to purchase one pack per. Now, I really like how they handled it with Extra Spice, where it was a zero collector score requirement, but if you had a collector score of over 5,000, it lets you purchase two packs as opposed to one, and then you could get back in line. With Game Recognized Game, it only has a purchase limit of one. So there's no collector score threshold where you can get multiple. Everyone can get one at a time, and you just have to hop back in line and do it over again. And again, because there's only six new Game Recognized Game moments, if you can get a couple packs, then, you know, you're off to a really good start if you're planning on completing the challenge. So, Game Recognized Game Volume 2 Klay Thompson Edition. I'm a little disappointed by the player pool. I totally respect why Klay went this route. But if you're comparing Game Recognized Game Kevin Durant to Game Recognized Game Klay Thompson, it's apples to oranges. It is not the same, and this one is definitely the worser of the two. That being said, I know I'll be for sure lining up. I do think that these packs are going to be positive EV regardless, as the price point per pack is only $19. I do believe that the Game Recognized Game moments inside will be at least $25. So if you're sitting there on the fence, you have $20 of Dapper in your account, you're not sure what to do, I definitely think that this pack will be worth your time. All right, I'm going to get out of here for now. Again, I'm sorry to keep it short and sweet today. Hopefully we'll be back on Friday, but don't quote me on that. If you can give us a follow on Twitter, that'd be greatly appreciated. At CryptoBallersTS, that is all one word. There's no periods, no underscores, no nonsense. All right, I'll see you guys in line for Game Recognized Game.